It almost seems like Halloween, but of course Halloween's still a couple weeks away. This is the Weekly News in Review, posted October 16th, 2007, by Christian Lorentzen on the Harpers.org website. I'm Bennett, your faithless host for Kill Radio, and this, of course, is the news of the previous week with maybe a couple commentaries on the side. Turkey shelled the village of Dashta Tak in Iraqi Kurdistan and declared plans to send its ground troops to attack outposts of the Kurdish separatist PKK in the north of Iraq. Criticized for the announcement, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan pointed out that the United States invaded Iraq without anybody's permission. After the House Foreign Affairs Committee voted for a resolution affirming that a genocide was committed by Ottoman Turks against Armenians during World War I, General Yasar Büyüknit, commander of the Turkish Armed Forces, said that, should Congress pass the resolution, his country's military alliance with the United States would never be the same. We could not, he said, explain this to our public. The U.S., in that respect, has shot itself in the foot. Now, let me say, you know, the United States, despite all the terrible things you can say about certain people in the White House, does admit when it screws up. There have been attempts at reparations and things like that. What's probably happening over in the country of Turkey is that they deny that they committed this genocide back in 1915. They probably think that it's wrong to even think about it, when in fact history shows that it did happen, and, you know, it shouldn't really affect them at all, you know? I don't know why it's happening right now, but I know that Armenians have been up in arms about this for a long time, I mean 90 years, so I don't mind it happening. But what's happening over there in Turkey is that they're denying that it ever happened, which is kind of a standard, the kind of forgotten memory details that many, many, many countries do. They just forget that it happened. And so screw them, basically, because they should admit that and move on. That's really all that it's about. It doesn't do anything else. It's a non-binding resolution. But the U.S. has shot itself in the foot. Yeah, right. The Marine Corps, now this is weird. The Marine Corps was seeking to withdraw its 25,000 troops in Iraq. They only have 25,000 in Iraq. And redeploy them to Afghanistan. And CIA Director General Michael V. Hayden ordered an internal investigation of the agency's Inspector General John G. Helgerson, whose own investigations have harshly criticized the CIA's method of interrogation and its failure to prevent the attacks of September 11, 2001. Uh-huh. How can the CIA investigate itself? Hugo Chavez broadcast his weekly television program, Alo Presidente, from Che Guevara's mausoleum in Santa Clara, Cuba, to honor the 40th anniversary of the guerrilla leader's death. We are the axis of evil, said Fidel Castro to Chavez via phone. You will never die, said Chavez to Castro. You remain forever on this continent and with these nations, and this revolution is more alive today than ever, and Fidel, you know it. A lot of people really praise this Hugo Chavez. I don't know what to think yet. I think he's a nut, but then so is George Bush. Ramzi Youssef, the jailed mastermind of the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, by the way, according to 9/11 Truth, that was done by the FBI, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. So Ramzi Youssef is just a cover-up. Anyway, he's converted to Christianity. Hallelujah. And Guru Sri Chinmoy, author of 1,500 books and organizer of the Self-Transcendence 3100, the world's longest foot race, died of a heart attack. Was he running? $6 million in Nobel Prizes were awarded to a pair of physicists who discovered giant magnetoresistance, whatever the hell that is, a chemist who created a method for studying surface chemical reactions such as rust, three doctors who used stem cells to deactivate mouse genes, actually that's very useful, three economists who studied malfunctioning markets, novelist Doris Lessing, who's getting up there in years, and who is kind of best known nowadays as a science fiction author, though her 50s novel called The Golden Notebook is absolutely fucking brilliant, and documentary film star Al Gore, who, along with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, was cited for efforts to lay the foundations for the treasures that are needed, for the measures that are needed to counteract climate change. Former aides to Gore told the press that he was unlikely to join the presidential race because he thinks Hillary Clinton is unstoppable. But, of course, we should also note that as soon as this happened, the right-winger neocon assholes started declaring the Nobel Prize is meaningless. They gave it to Jimmy Carter. Yeah, it's meaningless. Anyway, as for Gore running to the president because he thinks Hillary Clinton is unstoppable, Barack Obama's wife, Michelle, said of a Clinton victory, "Nothing is inevitable. Sometimes we wear the same suit even if it's got holes in it. We need a new suit, not just a new tie or new pants." Wow, an allegory, a metaphor. The Republican candidates for president gathered in Dearborn, Michigan for a so-called debate on the economy. Mitt Romney, who was born in Detroit, bemoaned the one-state recession gripping Michigan. Duncan Hunter repeatedly blamed the loss of American manufacturing jobs to free trade policies with communist China. Not true. Ron Paul attributed the large profits of hedge fund managers to a conspiracy among politicians, banks, Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, and the military-industrial complex to inflate or destroy currencies and swindle the middle class. And John McCain advised Paul to read The Wealth of Nations. The candidates generally agreed that taxes are too high. "We're taxed to the max," said Sam Brownback. Mike Huckabee touted his fair tax proposal to abolish the IRS and to tax consumption as a way to shift the tax burden onto drug dealers, pimps, prostitutes, and illegal immigrants. Paul and Tom Tancredo refused to pledge to support the Republican nominee in the general election. Two-thirds of American CEOs, a study found, think that American CEOs are overpaid. I heard about one the other day who got paid $1.6 billion in 1 year. Investigating the disappearance of a 30-year-old female pharmacist, now we're into Halloween territory, police in Mexico arrested her boyfriend, Jose Luis Calva, after finding the woman's torso in his closet, one of her legs in his refrigerator, bones in a cereal box, chunks of unidentified fried meat in a pan, and a draft manuscript of a novel entitled Cannibalistic Instincts. Germans were reading Interview with a Cannibal, the story of Armin Muse. In the book, Muse urges other would-be cannibals to seek psychiatric help, expresses disappointment that the experience was not as romantic as he dreamed it would be, and cites the fairy tale of Hansel and Gretel as inspiration for his 2001 slaughter and ingestion of Bernd Brandes, who volunteered over the internet to be eaten. "For him," said Muse, "it was a sexual thing. But he also thought, like me, he would live on in me." The Colombian game show Nothing But the Truth was canceled after a woman won $25,000 for admitting to have hired a hitman to kill her husband. And a Kremlin spokeswoman said that assassins are plotting to kill Vladimir Putin this week during his visit to Tehran. Bo Ward, the proprietor of a barbershop near the Army's Fort Campbell, committed suicide at a town meeting in Clarksville, Tennessee. Ward had requested that his home be rezoned as a commercial property to increase its value and to offset the losses he suffered when most of his regular patrons, among them General David Petraeus, were deployed to Iraq. The city council refused. "Y'all have put me under," said the barber before inserting a pistol into his mouth. "I'm out of here." And so am I. This is Bennett giving you a brief rundown of the week's news. If you need any links, go to the harpers.org website and you can check out all these things. Meanwhile, next week, well, next Tuesday will be a day to never forget. Meanwhile, where am I? Meanwhile, go away, stop bothering me.